U.S.-made lunar lander in more than 50 years is communicating, but there is an issue.
Odysseus landed as planned near the south pole of the moon. One hiccup, though, when it landed, its foot got stuck and it tipped over onto its side, and it stuck tipped over. Steve Ultimus, the CEO of Intuitive Machines, which built Odysseus, says it's still a success.
The majority of our payloads are all in view, and we are collecting science, and we've collected science along the way.
He says the solar arrays are still facing the sun, and the batteries are at 100%. Soon they plan to send back photos from the moon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Toyota and Honda are recalling up to 1.7 million vehicles over concerns about faulty airbag sensors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco. And I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 5 to 10 above. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, breezy, and highs in the upper 30s. On Sunday, warming to the low 40s with a mixture of sun and clouds. Windy, warmer, sunny, and mid-50s Monday. Currently, we're at 8.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Monty is in line for more government money from Trump and company's new $500 billion pot of cash exclusively reserved as emergency aid for giant corporations. Moreover, Bennett and his ilk can take this bailout with no requirement to use any of it to protect the paychecks or save the jobs of employees. They can even use our money to raise their own pay.
If you'd like more of Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
...24,000 children die every day from preventable causes. My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit UNICEFUSA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, whatever it may be for you. It is, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the weekend, right? Here we are. And a lot to talk about today. Of course, it's Anything Goes Friday, so whatever on your mind, today is the day we can talk about UFOs or, you know, whatever. I do have a few things to share with you. Comer and Jordan, the two Jimmies, as Jeff Tiedrich calls them, are mainstreaming political poison into the bloodstream of our democracy. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, news, CPAC is calling for the end of democracy, more sanctions on Russia, and Texas says to hell with kids. We'll get to that in a moment. In the second hour of our program, she had to beg Texas doctors to end her life-threatening ectopic pregnancy, and they refused. This is what happens when you ban abortion. Also, a Florida Surgeon General defies, or the Florida Surgeon General, defies science amid a measles outbreak. Why did Ron DeSantis put a crackpot in charge of public health in Florida? We'll talk about that in the second hour. And also, Alabama Justice Parker, who ruled that embryos are children, believes in a doctrine that is at the heart of Christian nationalism and went on a QAnon show to talk about it. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Hunter to Farmers World Alert, vindicated. I have been vindicated. Almost 30 years ago, I proposed that ADHD was not a disease, but an evolutionary adaptation to hunting-gathering societies. And now it's been tested and demonstrated. I'll tell you all about that in the third hour of the program. Also, geeky science. Can tart cherries help reduce inflammation and pain? So, you know, we've got a lot to talk about here. I want to start out just with the news, and I'll get to my op-ed about Comer and Jordan in just a moment. But a Trump booster, I mean, this is just crazy. I mentioned this briefly yesterday afternoon in the third hour, but it's worth highlighting. Over at CPAC yesterday or the day before, I guess it was, an all-right conspiracy theorist, Jack Posobiec, said, "Welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get it all the way done on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here." And this he was holding up was a cross. He said, "That's right, because all glory is not to God, all glory not to government, all glory is to God." Right. One of the Ryan Sheed responded to this on Twitter saying, "This is not a test. These people are planning insurrection 2.0. That's why they went with Trump again. No one else would be the catalyst they need. It's pick a side time. Which side will it be?" And then meanwhile, down at CPAC, Matthew Boyle, another right-wing strange guy, said, "Yeah, but look, do you think that the deep state people who live around D.C. and the DMV, right, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Don't they don't notice all these conservatives around? Of course they do. They see you guys. Oh, they're terrified. They're terrified. They're terrified with this. They're scared of you guys, of the people that come to this conference, because they know it's the people that come to this conference that give a shot to guys like Trump to come back to the White House and to actually take their power away, right?" Boyle said. Prosobiec said, answered the people in that town that you know and I know so well, they do want this to not exist. They want all of you to not exist. They want your borders to not exist. They want to get rid of you. And that's why I say we need to be here. We need to plant a flag. Well, you know, that's kind of the exact same message that Hitler pitched, that the Jews were going to destroy all the good white Germans in Germany. I mean, you know, we've heard these things before. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, Joe Biden gave a speech this morning or a press conference in which he announced that the United States is imposing more than 500 new sanctions on Russian companies, individuals, and even firms in other countries that are dealing with Russia. I'm just astonished that there were still 500 things that we could do after 2 years of war with Ukraine, but I guess there were. One of the big things is tightening this price cap. In other words, forcing purchasers to buy Russian oil at discounted prices or face severe financial penalties. Biden said, President Biden said, if Putin does not pay the price for his death and destruction, he will keep going. And the cost to the United States, along with our NATO allies and partners in Europe and around the world, will rise. And he's absolutely right. And this is, and now you've got the president again this morning in his press conference, again called on the House of Representatives to pass the bill that overwhelmingly, on a bipartisan basis, passed the Senate just a short while ago. So, you know, is it going to happen? We'll see. Meanwhile, Texas says, to hell with kids. We, you know, you've got these right-wing billionaires, these libertarian right-wing billionaires who do not want to pay taxes. They think that every single penny that they can get their hands on is all theirs, and none of it, you know, all came about because of their brilliance. It didn't come about because our government, you know, established a stable currency and has a functioning court system, and because, you know, middle class people have decent enough jobs that they can afford to buy products, et cetera. Now, they just think, you know, it's because they're so smart, and therefore they should never pay taxes. And in order to never pay taxes, what do they have to do? They have to make sure that the government doesn't spend any money. And so down in Texas, which has 3.8 million children eligible for free lunches during the summer, which replaces the, you know, the free lunch in school, basically what they're doing is they're giving each family a charge card that's got $120 on it for per child, preloaded card for the three summer months. So $120 for 3 months of food. You know, it's not a lot, but it's a little bit. But Texas said, no, you can't give $120 to our poor children here in Texas. Screw them. You know, that might increase the taxes on Texas billionaires, and we're just not going to allow that. They're all, by the way, Texas is also kicking people off Medicaid as fast as they can. They've already removed more than 2 million Texans from Medicaid. Got to keep those taxes low for those billionaires. Nothing, nothing is more important. And meanwhile, breaking news out of Zaporizhzhia, Sue Nethercutt, who produces our newsletter every afternoon, you know, for this program at Tom.tv. Sue has her own newsletter over on Substack as well. So you just, you know, go to Substack.com and plug in Sue Nethercutt, N-E-T-H-E-R-C-O-T-T, and it'll pop up. And her newsletter today, No Nukes, No Dictators. And, you know, she's pointing out that this crisis at the at Zaporizhzhia, the Independent, for example, has a story. Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has lost connection to its last external power backup line. Now, if nuclear power plants don't have external power to control, to run their cooling systems, then you get Chernobyl. They melt down and explode. You get, you know, what happened in Japan. And Zaporizhzhia is on the verge of that. When Zaporizhzhia, when the Russians first invaded, you know, viciously invaded Ukraine, bombing schools and hospitals, murdering men, women, and children, raping women, stealing over 100,000 children and taking them back to Russia to traffic into God only knows what. When Russia started that, there were four 750,000-volt lines and six 330,000-volt lines available to keep the nuclear plant going, power coming into the plant. As of last week, they were down to two, one 750-volt line, one 330-volt line. The 330-volt line just got disconnected. So the only thing that is keeping that plant from melting down is this single 750 kilovolt line, and there's no backup. That's the primary, and there's no backup. So we are at a very, very dangerous moment here, or at least Europe is at a very, very dangerous moment, particularly Southern Europe. I mean, if this thing melts down, you know, with the prevailing winds, generally speaking, you know, it's gonna head toward Turkey. I'm just astonished that this isn't a much, much bigger story. All right, on the other side of the break, I want to tell you about the treason weasels, the two Jimmies, Comer and Jordan. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And, of course, after that, I'll be picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Let's enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Rice Lake's choice for talk and sports. The Buzz of the North. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Big G here from WBZH Radio, the Buzz of the North, live at the Lakewood Cafe on Railroad Street in Hayward, Wisconsin. I just tried the Texas burger. Man, what a burger. A hearty half-pound patty with cheese, onion, mouth-watering barbecue sauce topped with a crispy onion ring. Served with golden crispy fries and a delightful piece of banana cream pie from their fresh pie case. Trust me, you won't leave the table hungry. Come to the Lakewood Cafe on Railroad Street in Hayward, Wisconsin, and taste the satisfaction for yourself.
River and Rain is a wellness boutique featuring a wide variety of rocks and crystals, natural bath and body products, and wellness products such as adaptogenic coffee, herbal latte mixes, teas, functional mushroom products, and more. They have an excellent selection of earthy home decor and non-toxic candles and aromatherapy products. With a great selection of meaningful gifts and holistic wellness services such as massage therapy, sound healing meditation, and Reiki, you're sure to find something to help you on your wellness journey. Visit River and Rain in Hayward, Wisconsin today.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active even into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics that help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost to energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. And use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com. And the code to get 40% off is EASY. Welcome back. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled Comer and Jordan are Mainstreaming Political Poison into the Bloodstream of Democracy. Useful Idiots doesn't begin to describe who these guys are and what they're doing. They're you know, this Putin always knew that he couldn't beat America militarily. So, you know, his best bet, he figured, was to infiltrate our political system and seize control of the Republican Party. And it looks like it's worked. I mean, the Republican Party is absolutely dancing to Putin's tune. And now you got Jim Jordan and James Comey, Jeff Teeter calls them the two Jimmies, apparently determined to carry water for Putin no matter what. You know, they now know for certain that their source for these claims that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from Burisma back in the day, back when he was vice president, that these claims are complete lies. Not only are they complete lies, but they are lies that were rolled out first in 2016 to help Donald Trump win that election. They couldn't be corroborated. Nobody took them seriously. So, you know, it kind of just got ignored. And then in 2020, these lies came up again. And again, they got largely ignored. And then once Joe Biden was elected president, Comer and Jordan, the two Jimmies, picked up these lies from this guy, Smirnoff. They picked up these lies and, you know, they came out of Russian intelligence in 2016 to help Trump get elected, picked up these lies and turned them into a 3-year crusade against Joe Biden and his son Hunter. They now know that this came from Russia. They've been scrubbing Smirnoff's name off their websites. After 2,000 visits to Fox News talking about this over the last 3 years. I mean, this is like the biggest story on the right wing of spheres. We have proof that Joe Biden is an FBI informant and the Form 1023 or whatever it is. You know, we've got the proof. We know. And it turns out it was all a lie. In fact, it wasn't just a lie. It was Russian intelligence disinformation. And I mean, I talk about Charles McGonigal. One of our callers yesterday called in and brought this back to my attention. It's been a few months, and McGonigal was the guy that basically forced James Comey to hold that press conference 11 days before the 2016 election. The press conference that shaved 3 points off Hillary Clinton's approval rating and handed the election to Donald Trump. So, you know, McGonigal has now been arrested for being basically an agent of Russia. He, by the way, he was the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. And now you've got Smirnoff has been arrested. In fact, twice. They just got rearrested yesterday. It's just an amazing story that these two treason weasels, Comer and Jordan, would think that, you know, America will just say, well, that's cool. You know, whatever you say, Jimmies. I guess Biden is a, you know, a bribe taker. I get, we need to it's a big deal because the Constitution and the impeachment clause in the Constitution specifically mentions bribes. You know, treason, bribery, and high crimes and misdemeanor are the three criteria for impeachment. So, hey, we've got bribery here. Oh, boy, let's impeach Joe Biden. You know, Donald Trump ordered them to impeach somebody, right? Because he doesn't want to run for president as the only guy on the ticket who's been impeached. He ordered them, first off, to impeach Biden. And they've been working on that for 3 years and, you know, without any success. Because Joe Biden is an honest guy. He's a decent man. And frankly, he's turned out to be one incredibly progressive president in many regards. So, you know, they couldn't impeach him. So what's next best? Well, let's impeach the Department of Homeland Security head guy, Alejandro Mayorkas. Let's impeach him. Let's impeach somebody, right? So they impeached Mayorkas last, you know, was it last week or the week before last? And now that's going to the Senate where it's going to go nowhere. But, you know, there's, you know, hope springs eternal. They're still convinced that they can impeach Biden. By the way, the whole case against Hunter Biden, you know, that whole situation had been resolved. He was going to plead guilty to checking the wrong box on the form about his gun permit and acknowledge that he had failed to pay income taxes for 2 years, but has since paid them all back with interest. And typically when you do those two things, you just get a slap on the wrist. You know, it's like, okay. You got a record now, but you don't go to jail. But, you know, this Weiss guy, the special prosecutor that Trump appointed to look into Hunter Biden, based on information from Russian intelligence via Mr. Smirnov, this has, you know, that was what was used to blow up that deal that Hunter Biden had. And so now they're, you know, again, trying to put him in prison. Again, based on lies from Russian intelligence. And still, Republicans are walking around talking about this like, hey, you know, hey, bro, there's something credible here. This is important. You need to pay attention to this. Comer is like, we're not going to stop trying to impeach Biden. Are you kidding? Just because it all came, just because all of our evidence was lies from Russian intelligence. Why should we stop now? We love Russian intelligence, says Comer in Jordan. Amazing. All righty, let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind here. Anything Goes Friday commences on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back on the other side of this with your calls. Stay with us.
From Birchwood Sawyer to Poplar, County's choice for news, the talk, Buzz and the sports. 910 the AM, North, WBZH. 910 AM, WBZH. News, talk, and sports.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome.
Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. This weekend marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine and the war is entering a dangerous new stage.
As we cross over this second anniversary, the war now is, you know, at the most uncertain point that it's been for Ukraine since the full-scale invasion began. With USA deadlocked in Congress, Ukrainian forces are now really low on ammunition and the war is tipping back towards Russia, which is pressing huge offensives in the south and in the east.
ABC's Patrick Riegel in Kyiv. Former President Trump has a big lead heading into tomorrow's South Carolina Republican primary, but Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race no matter what happens in her home state. A New York jury has ordered Wayne LaPierre, the former head of the NRA, to pay more than $4 million in restitution for misspending the organization's money to fund his extravagant lifestyle. NORAD says a high-altitude balloon intercepted over Utah is drifting east. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval Thursday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican lawmakers in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 5 to 10 above. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, breezy, and highs in the upper 30s. On Sunday, warming to the low 40s with a mixture of sun and clouds. Windy, warmer, sunny, and mid-50s Monday. Currently, we're at 8.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. Rob in Mountain Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Not much, Tom. Nice to talk to you again. I got a couple examples out here of people and the way that they play with words. You know, it's where there was a president in the past. It's where, I won't mention any names, but you pick it up real quick here. It happened during the Iraq War. Some about the cut and run. Dixon W's favorite three words.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Republicans ought to be bludgeoned right now in their face about what the Republicans are doing about Ukraine.
That's absolutely right. You know, during the George W. Bush presidency, the Democrats who were saying we need to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, Bush was accusing them of wanting to cut and run. And now that's exactly, you know, cut and run is exactly what Moscow Mike Johnson is pushing.
I got another thing out here. It's where we got the history books. I'm about your age, and it's where the history books in our past, it's where about 800 years ago, they used to talk about a guy named Genghis Khan. You know, they used to talk about the Mongol hordes.
Yep.
You know, and it's where, you know, like, I mean, now 800 years later, and it's where, you know, like on your 80-year cycle of the Howe book or something,
mm-hmm.
that's 10 of his cycles. Now we got the MAGA. There's two words you can use. Hordes or word that sounds exactly like it, because that's exactly about what Trump supporters are like, MAGA hordes or whores.
I wouldn't use the kind of a sexist phrase like that to describe them, but I do think that you've got some serious mental health problems, and B, you know, some serious been lied to for years and years problems, and this is a sad commentary, frankly, on our media. And in particular on the state of right-wing hate media. Rob, thank you. Dennis in Sarasota. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This is, again, Dennis Plews in Sarasota, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One of the founders of Florida Veterans for Common Sense.
Hey, good on you, Dennis.
Founded in 2002 by five lawyers who are Vietnam combat veterans, four of us were anyway. One H. Hanoi POW, Air Force pilot, 59 months in the Hanoi Hilton, John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Three Silver Stars. I was a frontline artillery guy.
Wow.
And in 2002, we got together to oppose the Iraq invasion and founded Florida Veterans for Common Sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Common Sense references to the book by Thomas Paine, which turned, according to the contemporaries of the day, a tax dispute into a revolutionary war.
Yep.
So he's considered one of the most important founding fathers, gave us our name, advocated for Social Security,
yep.
and wrote the pamphlet Common Sense,
yep.
which, again, became the Revolutionary War's clarion call.
Yeah, George Washington himself said that without Thomas Paine's pamphlets, the Revolutionary War would not have happened.
Exactly. Well, in honor of that temerity against the king,
mm-hmm.
we started having a Thomas Paine party to honor his memory every year. And I'm calling here today to tell you that in the footsteps of last year's winner, Congressman Jamie Raskin,
mm-hmm.
and Lieutenant Alexander Vindman, two names I'm sure the audience recognizes, were Thomas Paine Award winners. This year's Thomas Paine Award winner is Jim Hightower.
Cool. And Jim's a good guy.
He will be with us. He will be with us in person here in Sarasota, Florida, on February 29th for the annual Thomas Paine Award dinner presentation.
That is great.
So
that is great.
Once again, we've managed to land a big fish. Congressman Jamie Raskin was last year amazed that there was a veteran group in Sarasota that would honor him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's remarkable. And Thomas Paine also, I mean, the reason only seven people showed up for his funeral was because he also wrote a book that essentially proclaimed his atheism and, you know, the rights of man.
Yep.
And he was
there was this religious revival going on in the early 1800s, which is when he died, and his memory kind of got swept up in that. I'm a member of the Sons of the American Revolution. I have a great, 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 great ancestor who fought in the American Revolutionary War. And what's weird to me is the newsletter that I get from the local chapter here in the Pacific Northwest, the president is always talking about God and Jesus in the newsletter. And I'm like, you know, Thomas Paine would not put up with that.
It's like, no, not a bit.
What the hell?
Then I suppose you know Professor Harvey Kay.
I know Harvey very well. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's been our advisor for years.
Yeah, he's a very good guy.
He and his wife were frequent guests of ours at the Thomas Paine party.
Oh, that's wonderful. His book on Thomas Paine is one of the best American history books. You know, looking at the history of the American Revolution through the lens of Thomas Paine, it's absolutely brilliant. I have so much respect for Harvey. So that's great.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. And one more. Mm-hmm. Greg Palast wrote a profile piece on us back when we were trying to stop the Iraq invasion, mm-hmm. and published it in The Guardian. So,
oh, good on him. Well, good on you, Dennis. That's great. I'm glad to hear about that. Is there a website that people can go to learn more about it?
Yeah, FloridaVeteransForCommonSense.org, and we're on Facebook.
Okay, and that's F-O-R, Common Sense?
Yes. We are For Common Sense, the book.
I get that. Sometimes people substitute the number four for the word F-O-R, and that's, you know, in a URL just to tighten it. But you guys have Common Sense. Yeah, say it again.
Florida Veterans For Common Sense.
Got it. Dot what?
Well, on the website, I think we're flvcs.org.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the easiest on Facebook.
Okay. All right. Check it out. Dennis, thank you very much. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you, Tom.
It's marvelous what you're doing. Omar in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Omar, what's on your mind today?
Tom Harmon, the spokesperson. Happy weekend to you. The spokesperson for the middle class, Tom. It's you. You're the spokesperson.
I try.
Tom, really quick before I get to my main point, what is one of your favorite founding fathers? Which one of the founding fathers you can point to and say, this is my guy?
My two absolute, holy cow, we need these guys today, founders, mm-hmm. were Thomas Paine and Alexander Hamilton. And I'd always been kind of skeptical of Hamilton, you know, because in some ways he was quite conservative. But his work on international trade was absolutely brilliant, and we need that again. And of course, Paine was, he was not a politician. He was a pamphleteer. But he just did some amazing work. And then he went, you know, he traveled all the way to France to go join the French Revolution and ended up getting arrested by Maximilian Robespierre. And James Monroe had to go over and bail him out. James Monroe, who later became president. It was just an amazing story. So those are my two favorites.
Absolutely. I'll definitely add John Adams to that list. And John Adams.
Oh, John Adams. Yeah, I'm not so fond of John Adams because of the Alien and Sedition Act. I mean, he basically, he shut down 24 newspapers. He threw a bunch of publishers in prison because they were saying bad things about him. When he signed that act in 1798, Thomas Jefferson left Washington, D.C., left the White House, and never came back, you know, for the next 2 years. In fact, they never spoke again in person. And Jefferson was vice president.
I just find that. I just found out that he didn't have no slave. He didn't own no slave.
No, he didn't. He was not a slaveholder. He lived in Massachusetts, which was a free state. And Hamilton, you know, apparently had some business dealings in slavery early in his life, but he was not a slaveholder either. And of course, Thomas Paine was, you know, outspokenly opposed to slavery.
I guess it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But Tom, real quick, I got a perfect TV commercial for Joe Biden. You know, he should have an ad where he says, "Are you better off 4 years ago?" And then run the list of all his accomplishment that he did since he took over the office.
Yeah.
So it will resonate with people, and some people can understand the things that he's doing behind the scene.
Yeah. Wasn't that Reagan's pitch in 1980? Are you better now than you were 4 years ago? Yeah.
But we're gonna have to borrow this one from. As much as I hate to say it, we're gonna have to borrow this one from Reagan.
Hey, I'm not a big fan of him either. I'm all in favor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm all in favor. Okay, thanks a lot, Omar. Good talking to you. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, you forgot another one besides Comer and Jordan. Senator, the most senior senator in the United
States. Chuck Grassley.
Chuck Grassley has been promoting this for years.
Yeah.
And you also forgot to say that these people were warned that they shouldn't use this 1023 information and put it out because it wasn't firmly confirmed.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And so we're sitting here with the most oldest senator in the United States Senate that's been promoting this, and we want to remember that his good buddy Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, they're like two peas in a pod, and he was in Moscow for the 4th of July event.
Yep.
So follow the money, everybody. I think Chuck Grassley owes the people of Iowa and the United States an apology, and I believe that he should resign.
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you, Jeff. And your point is well taken. Grassley and Johnson are two of the most bizarre senators. I mean, embracing QAnon, bizarre QAnon beliefs, and anything that Russia wants, they will do. I mean, it's crazy. Jeff, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
China is demanding the U.S. cease contact with Taiwan after a congressional visit. Not a good thing. This is what happens when the treason weasels abandon Ukraine. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, THOM.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart's health. More than half the population of America would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. That's why I take Superbeats Heart Chews. They're the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using them for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M, that's me, TomLovesBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeats.com to get that special, free one-month supply of both the turmeric and the Superbeats Heart Chews. TomLovesBeats.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Chicago. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi. I want to humbly, sincerely, and earnestly apologize to you, your listeners, and your viewers. I misspoke, and I made a mistake, and I want to own up to my mistake. The topic was, this was weeks ago, you probably don't even remember, you were talking about what cost Jimmy Carter his election second time round, and I called in and I said that George Herbert Walker Bush was director of the CIA at the time of the election, right, and that he didn't resign until 30 right. seconds before.
No, I corrected that on the air about 10 minutes later and pointed out that.
And I couldn't get through. This is the problem. Okay. I've been trying for weeks.
Well, no apology necessary, Diane. I really appreciate your integrity, though. I mean, you know, from time to time, people will call in and just dump, you know, nonsense on the air just to for the fun of it, I suppose. But I knew that you believed that. You were earnest. And so I was not offended at all. People get things wrong all the time. I get things wrong all the time. So, you know, you try to fix it.
Just like you, I wanted to apologize to say I'm sincerely sorry that I made a mistake.
That's
and I was
okay.
in error. And you did correct me. See, I have no way to fact check myself. I'm AM, FM radio, period.
Yeah.
Well, right.
You know, I can plug things into search engines fairly easily. So it's not a problem, Diane. So is there anything else you want to talk about, or, you know, did you just want what is it that
actually, I do have a curious question.
Uh-huh.
Whatever became of Paul Manafort?
Paul Manafort is living the high life. He made millions of dollars from the Russians helping Donald Trump become president. And then when he was prosecuted and convicted for the crimes of taking money from Russia, you know, and messing with our elections, Donald Trump pardoned him, so he's still got his
pardoned
millions,
him.
And he's living wherever he's living. I have no idea where he is right now, but he's still around.
Yeah, but is he interfering again? That's
I doubt it. My guess is Paul Manafort has checked out of politics. You know, he's had enough. I mean, he had a scare, right? He was under indictment there for almost a year. So anyhow, Diane, you have
Russia,
your
joke.
Yeah, say what?
Did he go to Russia?
Oh, I doubt it. Yeah, no, I doubt it. So, Diane, you have your absolution.
from me, Domini, 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 and you know, it's all good. Thank you very much for calling, and appreciate your trying to set things straight. Les in Winnemucca, Nevada. Hey, Les, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I was just thinking about Chief Little Hands down there, you know, in Florida.
Chief Little Hands.
Down at Mar-a-Lago there. Yeah. And all his compatriots there in Congress. And I started thinking, you know, they're all for Putin. And they're not really Republicans, but they're a party. So they're the PPs. They're the Putin party.
Good one.
And I think maybe if we just start referring to the whole bunch of them, you know, Johnson & Johnson and, you know, the one in the Senate and the one in the House.
Right.
Jordan and the whole bunch of them, you know who they are more than I do.
Yeah, the Trees and Weasel gang.
The PPs. That's
okay,
what I'm
the
calling.
PP party. I got it. Les, thank you. That was a good one. Party. That's a good one. Thank you. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
The reason for my call on Anything Goes Friday is I have a suggestion for the Democrats regarding strategy for this election, particularly around the attack that Biden is too old.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I'd like to briefly summarize that for you.
Please do.
It's absolutely critical that the Dems make this election about policies and party, not just about the person running for president.
I agree.
Biden is now irreparably labeled as being old. The attack will be too
old. Well, he is old. I mean, but that doesn't mean that he can't do his job. He's doing a hell of a good job.
But the point is, if the campaign revolves around that question, fighting back and forth on whether he's too old,
yeah,
he will lose. Instead, the Dems must repeatedly pound on the very stark and extreme policy differences and what that will mean for people's lives if a Republican is president rather than a Democrat.
Well, and Biden is starting to do that. He's talking about how the Republicans want to privatize Social Security. They want to finish the half-done privatization job on Medicare. You know, they want to tear apart our public school system and destroy it. They basically want to destroy America. I mean, that's that, you know, and whether they're trying to do this on behalf of Putin or on behalf of right-wing billionaires is an open question. But they're working really, really hard to deconstruct this nation.
Absolutely. And there are probably a dozen concrete policy issues, abortion, climate change, tax policy, Social Security, where the Democratic policy position polls 20 to 30 points higher than Biden does.
Yep.
So the media love to focus on the person, who's up, who's down, the latest gaffe. The Dems have to make this about policies and party.
I guarantee you they're going to, Marty.
Pull the lever for the D.
They're going to do it.
Pull the
lever
for the D.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't disagree with your analysis, and I don't think most Democratic analysts would disagree. Although there's nothing wrong with focusing on, you know, the great stuff that Biden has gotten done.
For sure, he's been excellent.
He really has. I mean, this is just the first 2 years of his presidency when he had a Democratic House were just amazing what he got done. Marty, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of the break. It's still Anything Goes Friday, picking up your calls. I do have to tell you, though, about this horrific story out of Texas. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.